My name is Paul Tusen, and I'm a research scientist at Montana Molecular. In this poster, I'd like to demonstrate how Montana Molecular's biosensors for GPCR-mediated signaling can be used on the Hamamatsu FDSS microcell to produce high-resolution kinetic signaling data. Specifically, the poster describes several experiments in which Montana Molecular sensors were used on the FDSS to measure and compare the activity of GPCR agonists at several receptors. Montana Molecular has a suite of genetically encoded fluorescent biosensors, including sensors for diacylglycerol, PIP2, calcium, cyclic AMP, and beta-arrestin. These sensors can be used to measure the activity of GPCRs in real-time live cell assays. Importantly, biosensors and receptors are packaged in the BACMAM vector for delivery to practically any cell type in a simple, straightforward protocol with minimal liquid handling. The high-quality kinetic data generated by using Montana Molecular's sensors on the FDSS microcell can be used to quantify important pharmacological parameters such as efficacy, potency, and partial and biased agonism. By combining Montana Molecular's sensors, pharmacokinetics kinetic analysis, and the FDSS microcell screening system, we've created a reliable platform for GPCR drug discovery, which is capable of producing data with outstanding signal-to-noise and kinetic resolution. Before examining the experiments measuring agonist activity at several GPCRs, it's important to understand a parameter called the initial rate, which is explained in the figure in the lower left corner of the poster. The initial rate parameter, K tau, is a direct measure of ligand efficacy and can be extracted from the kinetic data generated by these assays. It can then be used to quantify important pharmacological parameters such as efficacy, potency, and partial and biased agonism. Importantly, the initial rate can be used to address the time dependency of efficacy and bias. Moving to the top of the next panel, you'll see two experiments in which Montana Molecular sensors were used to measure and compare the activity of GPCR agonists in real time. In the top graph, Montana Molecular's CADIS sensor was used to measure changes in cyclic AMP upon activation of the beta-2 adrenergic receptor with several agonists. In the lower graphs, sensors for beta-arrestin and diacylglycerol were used to measure changes in diacylglycerol and beta-arrestin recruitment upon activation of the angiotensin II type 1 receptor. These assays, combined with the FDSS detection capabilities, generate high-resolution kinetic data, and therefore they can capture fast signaling events, monitor the regulation of signaling, and reveal differences between receptor agonists that may be undetectable with endpoint assays. If we move to the top portion of the far right panel, we'll see an example of how Montana Molecular's biosensors can be used on the FDSS to measure biased agonism at the mu opioid receptor. Using Montana Molecular's CADIS and beta-arrestin sensors, the cyclic AMP and beta-arrestin activity upon receptor activation can be measured in parallel, and up to 16 compounds can be measured in a 12-point dose-response series. Collecting this amount of kinetic data while simultaneously adding ligands is typically experimentally challenging and time-consuming. But with its onboard dispense system, the FDSS could add compounds to all 384 wells while simultaneously collecting kinetic responses from the fluorescent biosensors. This feature makes these types of experiments much faster and easier to carry out. Moving to the figure in the bottom right corner of the poster, you'll see how the kinetics of the responses for each signaling pathway can be used to reproducibly measure efficacy, potency, and agonist bias. Analysis of the kinetic signaling data yields the initial rate of signaling, and this important parameter can then be used to generate dose response curves and used to calculate bias ratios, as seen in the table. To summarize, Montana Molecular's sensors are highly compatible with the FDSS microcell and can be used to measure and compare agonist activity at GPCRs. The wealth of kinetic data generated can be used to quantify important pharmacological parameters such as potency, efficacy, and partial and biased agonism. I sincerely appreciate you taking the time to visit my poster.